Chair, may I have a request for information?
What's your request for information?
So the amendments are written into the Articles of Incorporation, is that correct?
No, the Articles of Incorporation are separate from the bylaws.
It still seems like, I've never been on a board where two-thirds is required to make a bylaw amendment. And I think something like this, it should require two-thirds. And if not, it should go to a vote of the membership.
Point of information.
What's your request for information?
Actually, I want to make a point of information.
That would be a debate.
I want to direct people to page 42 instead of 44 for the distinction between Section 1 and Section 2. Those who are reading Section 2 go up to page 42. They'll see Section 1.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, James. So we are in Article 17, Section 1, Amendment of Bylaws, and that requires, B, 2, letter I, except as provided in Section 1B below. 1B3 below, okay. The proposed amendments must be approved by the majority of all directors on the board and by the majority vote of all of the delegates of at least three of the foundation radio stations. So when this is voted on, this is going to go through. And the waivers will be removed, kind of like requiring voter ID.
Point of order.
Is the voters both frog and called? Yes?
Point of
order. That's out of order, that remark.
Point well taken. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you for making it, Nancy.
Point of information, this is Sean.
Sorry, who's that?
Point of information, this is Sean Rhodes in WBAI News.
Sean, sorry, I didn't hear your name. Sean, go ahead. What's your request for information?
Now that we voted on Amendment 1, and that's been settled, are we voting on item Amendment Number 2 now?
We have established that we, thank you, we have established that we only required a majority. Okay, thank you. Thank you, Sean. Okay, so we are now going to Amendment Number 2, which was, go ahead, Bill, remind me again.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Amendment 2 is for Article 4.1. It's called Delegates Defined. It was the one that just added a few words about Assembly of Delegates.
Right. Right.
And change the word from to of.
Okay. All right. Okay. Okay. So there was some question about whether or not this should. Okay. So now we're past extension. We need an extension of time to continue with this item. Do I have a motion to extend for time on this? Or 10 minutes?
So moved.
This is James.
Is it a second?
Second.
Any objection?
I object.
Okay, we're going to vote on extending for time. I think there was, I suggested this because there was some question about dealing with reworking it. Okay. Vote on extension of time, please.
Okay, Grace Aaron?
Pass.
Grace passes. Gary Boast?
Yes.
Can't hear you, Gary. Oh, Gary votes yes.
Yes.
Thank you. Robin Collier?
No.
Robin votes no. Chris Corey?
Yes.
Chris votes yes. Bill Crozier passes. Donald Goldmacher?
Yes.
Donald votes yes. Jan Goodman?
Excuse me, but I really have been listening, but I'm lost. What are we voting on at this point?
Extend time 10 minutes.
Oh, yes.
On Amendment 2. Okay. So, Gideon votes yes. Sabrina Jacobs?
Yes.
Sabrina votes yes. Wally James?
Yes.
Wally votes yes. Dwayne Lark?
Yes.
Dwayne passes. Adrienne LaViolette?
Yes.
Adrienne votes yes. Ralph Pointer?
Yes.
Ralph votes yes. Lawrence Reyes?
Yes.
Lawrence votes yes. Sean Rhodes?
No.
Don votes no. Eileen Rosen?
It's Rosen. I vote no.
Sorry, Eileen. Thank you. Mansoor Sabah?
Yes.
Mansoor votes yes, excuse me. James Egerton?
No.
James votes no. Nance, Alex Steinberg?
No.
Alex votes no. Tom Voorhees?
Yes.
Tom votes yes. Moskula Washington?
No.
Moskula votes no. Going back, Bill Crozier abstains. Dwayne Lark?
No.
Dwayne votes no. Let me count.
This is Grace. I passed.
Well, I'm sorry, Grace. How do you vote? Thank you.
I vote no.
Grace votes no. Sorry, I skipped you.
Tom wants to change his vote.
Okay. How do you want to change it to?
I want to abstain.
Okay, Tom abstains.
And Adrian would like to change
this is Donald.
Okay, Adrian first. How do you want to change yours?
Sorry, just to abstain, please.
Okay, Adrian to abstain. And was it Donald wants to change?
Yeah. Abstain.
Okay, Donald changes from yes to abstain. Let's see. Okay. Let me count again. We have 8 yes.
Okay.
We have 8 no. We have 4 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
I'll vote yes.
Chair votes yes. It'll be 9 yes, 8 no.
Fail.
And 4 abstentions.
So we extend for 5 minutes. We're extended for 10 minutes.
No, the motion fails. You don't have a majority.
9 to 8.
9 to 8 plus 4.
Did you say 9 or
9? No, he said 9 yes and 9 is not a majority of 20 people.
Wait, but Bill, what's the count? What was
9
the count?
Yes, 8 no.
Okay. You need a two-thirds. You need a two-thirds vote. This is a parliamentarian, Nancy. You need a two-thirds vote to extend time.
I thought that was just for time certain.
No, that's for the motion to extend requires a two-thirds vote.
Okay. All right. So that fails.
Madam Chair?
Yes, who's that?
Yeah, this is Jan.
Jan, go ahead.
Jan Goodman.
Go ahead, Jan.
I have a point of information. Isn't it true that that we need a two-thirds to extend time after the time certain, but we don't, but we only need a majority to just extend the time for any one particular part of the agenda? And as I understand it, we're just extending time for this particular part of the agenda. Am I correct?
Right. That was my understanding of how we've done it in the past.
Okay, so maybe we could ask Mr. Parliamentarian if that's not the case, that it's only that we only need two-thirds to extend time past the time certain, but not for any particular part of the agenda. We only need a majority. Not true.
Since when you to answer your question, when you put time frames on every item of your agenda, you're making that part of the agenda a special order. And in order to change, to extend time on a special order, requires a two-thirds vote. So in all cases, a two-thirds vote in order to extend time, the way that the PNB has set up their agenda with all of these times. You have already voted on time, so therefore you have to have a two-thirds vote to change what you have done.
If just this further point of information, mm-hmm. If we were in the future to change, we could vote to change that as we have in the past. Am I correct that we to change extend a particular section, we could have a specific rule on that if we wanted to, am I correct?
Yeah, you could have a rule. But in the instant case, what has happened here is that you have the agenda that has been set, and you would...
I understand what you said. You don't have to repeat it. Thank you. Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much, Mr. Parliamentarian and Madam Chair. Thank you.
Thank you. Someone's cat is trying to participate. Could you mute your cat, please? Hello, cat. It's a baby? Okay.
Chair, request for information.
Whoever, please mute your phone. Yes, what's your point of information?
My request for information is a question.
Yes, what's your question?
I'd like to notice a motion for reconsideration. Is that in order?
Yes.
So I'd like to note this, the motion for reconsideration, motion 3.4, which is item number 1.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Madam Chair, I would like to speak.
Okay. Mr. Secretary, please put the notice for reconsidering this motion that we just passed into the minutes. Yes, Mr. Parliamentarian?
Okay. It is your duty... According to Roberts, it is your duty to ask the person who wants to reconsider the vote, the motion, whether that person voted with the prevailing side or the failing side.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
And the other thing, too, if the person, it would only be acceptable, the motion to reconsider would only be acceptable if that person voted on the prevailing side.
Okay.
So you have to ask that question.
Okay. So, Lawrence, did you vote with the prevailing side? I don't think so.
No, I did not.
Okay. So...
If I could just ask a question of the parliamentarian real
quick.
Sure,
go ahead. Go ahead.
Mr. Parliamentarian, this isn't a notice to request reconsideration of the vote. This is a notice to request reconsideration of the entire motion. Is that in order?
Actually, reconsideration and the motion is synonymous with reconsidering, with voting over again on the motion. If that's your intention to vote over again on that motion, then...
No, that's not my intention, Parliamentarian. My intention is that we'd be able to do some research and be able to come up with some data to inform this motion much better. Those are my intentions.
No, that would not be in order because the motion passed. And you have to look under a section on renewal of motions. They cannot, same motion cannot be brought up at the same meeting. Now...
No, it's not at the same meeting. It's for the next meeting.
Okay, well, you have time to look that up to find out exactly how you can renew that motion. So the answer is I'll check it and you check it to see if you can bring that motion up again at a subsequent meeting.
Okay, thank you.
All right, so strike that from the minutes, that reconsideration notice.
Okay.
So I would like to apologize to everyone for the comment that I made about it being like voter ID requirement. The debate was starting to sound like that to me, and I should have asked if people were aware that it sounded like that, just wondered if the people who made that motion were aware of how it seemed. So my apologies for making it sound like I was accusing anyone of that. Okay.
Madam Chair.
So now we're to voting on the change to adding delegates of assembly of delegates to the members, the delegates defined, which is Article 4, Section 1. So we are out of time, and we're going to a vote on this. So, Mr. Secretary, please take the vote on approving this amendment.
Okay. Grace Aaron?
Yes.
Grace votes yes. Gary Bost?
Yes.
Gary votes yes. Robin Collier?
Yes.
Robin votes yes. Chris Corey?
Yes.
Chris votes yes. Bill Crozier votes yes. Donald Goldmacher?
Yes.
Donald votes yes. Jan Goodman? Can't hear you, Jan. Sabrina Jacobs?
Yes. Can you hear me now?
Okay, Jan votes yes. Thank you. Sabrina Jacobs?
Yes.
Ray votes yes. Jawali James?
Yes.
Wally votes yes. Dwayne Lark?
No.
Dwayne votes no. Adrian LaViolette?
Abstain.
Adrian abstains. Ralph Pointer?
No.
Ralph votes no. Lawrence Reyes?
No.
Lawrence votes no. Sean Rhodes?
Yes.
Sean votes yes. Eileen Rosen?
No.
Eileen votes no. Mansoor Sabah?
Yes.
Mansoor votes yes. James Egerton?
Yes.
James votes yes. Alex Steinberg?
Abstain.
Alex abstains. Tom Voorhees?
Yes.
Tom Voorhees votes yes. Moscow, Washington?
No.
Is that a no? Muscular?
No.
No. Muscular votes, no. Thank you. Let's see. So let me count. We have 13 yes, 5 no's, 2 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair abstains.
So it will be 3 abstentions.
All right, so this motion is approved. This motion on, hang on a second. On changing Article 4, Section 1, to add an assembly of delegates of and in place of from each radio station, in place of from, is approved. Okay, so now we're on to the next item, ad hoc committees. Number three, item number three, 20 minutes. Mansoor?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. 20 minutes for item three, ad hoc committees. Do we have a motion on that? Let's see here. Motion on strategic planning ad hoc committee from Steinberg. Alex, would you like to read your motion?
Yes, give me a second while I find it.
It's on the agenda.
On the agenda, okay.
Second page.
Looking for the agenda. okay. There it is. Okay. There's a motion to reauthorize the Strategic Planning Committee with some very minor changes in the authorization language. Shall I just read the updated language? Would that be okay?
Where is that the stuff in red?
Yeah, although it's not coming. I'm coming through, and I'm reading from my phone. It's not formatted on my phone, but okay.
Why don't you read the whole thing and say, and this part is add is an addition, you know, and just identify what was added. Doesn't look like anything was removed. You just added some things, right?
I added some clarifications, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me read. I'll read the new version, and I'll try to indicate where I'm adding some things.
Okay. Good. Okay. That's great.
In order to address the short-term and long-term problems involved in the restructuring of the Pacifica Foundation as a viable and sustainable concern, the Pacifica National Board authorizes the formation of an ad hoc strategic planning committee to advise the PNB on strategic decisions that must be implemented in the coming period. And it goes on to say, be it resolved, therefore, that a strategic planning committee be formed consisting of the following membership: the executive director of Pacifica, the chief financial officer of Pacifica, if a CFO is active. That's an addition. I didn't have that in the original, the if part. The officers of the Pacifica National Board, the chair, vice chair, and secretary, provided the secretary is a voting member of the PNB. That's a change from provided on, was not in the original. 4, one director from each listening area to be elected by an IRV election. 5, one affiliate director to be selected by an IRV election. The mandate of this committee is to propose to the PNB the implementation of a comprehensive recovery plan to address both the short-term and long-term requirements of the Pacifica Foundation. As such, this committee is charged with the responsibility to consider all options for raising funds and or liquidating assets as well as restructuring the business model of Pacifica. The committee shall adopt a holistic approach that includes how programming governance, technology, and purpose impact on finances. The committee is authorized to engage experts in the field of strategic planning and recovery in order to assist them in their deliberations. And there was a minor change in that last paragraph where I think the original had something about a financial recovery, and I just sort of made it into a broader recovery plan covering all the different areas, including programming, governance, technology, and purpose, as well as finances. So that's the motion.
Okay, thank you. Do you want to motivate it?
Well, we need a strategic recovery plan, and we need a multidimensional approach to developing that. And the strategic planning committee has been working toward that for the past year or so, and we did a number of things, and we still have a lot of other things left to do. We need to continue doing this work. And just to head off a few objections, yes, this committee does overlap some of the areas of concern to other committees. That should not be a problem. Where we can, we will cooperate and work jointly with other committees. But we've also seen in the past that many areas that should be addressed by various committees are simply not. So we, in that sense, this committee fills that gap and tries to provide an overall holistic approach to the whole problem of a recovery plan. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Is there anyone that would like to speak for this or against this motion?
This is Maxie with just...
Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm for or against it. I in some respects, want to offer another scenario to consider. So I don't know which way that fits into this and if I should speak now or later. But I'm wondering with all the committees that we have already, why not a representative from each of the committee to serve, each of the different committees to serve in this capacity, along with the executive director, the CFO, affiliates. And that way you're really pulling from already existing conversations, dialogue, debate, discussion about similar matters, but you're bringing it in a way that's more cohesive of existing committees and the board itself.
Oh, okay. Well, that would be an amendment. That would be an amendment.
That's why I asked. Okay, that's fine. I didn't know if I was...
So your amendments are appropriate at this time. So you would amend this to add membership...
Yeah, what I'm trying to say is instead of creating... something that overlaps existing committees, why not draw from the committees representatives of each who can participate in this strategic planning effort?
Right, so there's not like duplicate efforts going on here
and in
the committee, right?
You've got a programming committee, you've got an audit committee, those representatives of each could speak on behalf of those bodies as part of this grouping, if you will, along with the executive director, the CFO, and affiliates, the representatives.
Go ahead.
We don't need to make members of committees members of another committee in order to draw upon their knowledge or expertise. We can simply and we've been doing that. We have invited people, members of other committees, and not just committees. We have invited we have invited both directors and non-directors who have specialized knowledge in certain areas to discuss issues with the committee. So I see no, it doesn't make sense to me why would somebody who's on one committee be automatically a member of another committee. And also the committee would be too large.
Yeah, that's not what I
Wait, wait, let Alex finish. Let Alex finish. Go ahead, Alex.
I want to keep the membership of a committee to a manageable number. Right now it's about 8 or 9, maybe 10 people. I think that's enough for a committee.
If
okay, Max, go ahead.
Point of clarity. Yeah, I wasn't suggesting everybody in every committee serve in this unit that you're talking about. What I was saying is that a representative of the programming committee, a representative of the audit committee, a representative of whatever other committees we have would serve in this unit you're speaking about, so that they're bringing the collective energy, if you will, or efforts of the specific committees to this strategic planning grouping. So it's not everybody. It's a single person representing the various committees that already exist.
I have a question. And so could that person from a committee also be already be on the strategic planning committee in the capacity of an officer of the board or a director from one of the listening each of the listening areas or the affiliate directors? You might have people from each of the other committees already on there, and you might only need to fill, bring in a couple more from the committee, from committees that are not represented.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that analysis. What I was really championing is this notion that you really want the committees to filter up to the committee that Alex is talking about. Efforts being done in those committees so that we're all, it's sort of in the same spirit of a strategic plan that yields operational objectives and goals. If you have it structured properly, this strategic unit that Alex is speaking about should be informed by what's happening in the committees that we already have. And so it's really just taking that energy and venting it towards the strategic priorities that Alex is talking about.
Okay. So it sounds like this amendment is something that isn't quite fleshed out yet. So how about if we want to amend this later, we can, you know, maybe you and Alex could talk about that idea a little bit, but we could just deal with this motion for now. And
go for the stack.
Would you and Alex discuss your idea a little more and bring it back?
I'm certainly open to that if Alex is. I'm certainly willing to work with him to flesh out the idea if it's not clear. And if he decides that it's still not worthy, that he still wants to stick with what he's got, we can move forward with that. I mean, I'm not trying to cause a lot of debate or discussion here. I just thought it's a way to take some existing structures and mm-hmm. – pool their resources towards this collective good.
Mm-hmm. And it's a way to avoid blind spots, I think. But anyways, you guys can work it out later. Yeah. Okay, Bill, go ahead.
Yeah, I think Maxie has a good idea, except that the trouble is we have a number of committees that really aren't functioning. Now, maybe they'll do better this year. I hope they will. But we've, you know, to expect that we're going to have representatives from non-functioning committees to make up the strategic planning committee may kind of hinder its work. And I kind of like Alex's approach more where, you know, we can invite, we're electing people now anyway who want to be on the committees, and then they can also bring in additional people from other committees if any were not representative. For example, the elections committee hasn't met in a couple of years or more, I don't think. Coordinating committee didn't meet last year. The development task force hasn't met in quite some time. Governance has not been very functional either. And so, you know, there's no guarantees we'll actually have those committees function enough in order to, like, delegates and have people have time to also ready to say on strategic planning as a member, and it might make more sense to just bring them in as needed. But I don't have any objections to Alex and others talking with Maxie about to see if they can work something out.
Any other discussion on this motion?
This is Grace.
Yes, Grace.
I like this motion very much. I think we should vote it as is, and then if we wish to amend it later on, we can do that in a future meeting. But I think we should vote this up and then see how it works, see if we can somehow, if we have enough incorporation of the work of the committees on the Strategic Planning Committee itself, because the Strategic Planning Committee is pretty broad, and the directors on the committee and the officers will, most of them, be on other committees. So it may be that most of the other committees are represented on the Strategic Planning Committee already without the need for another amendment. So I would suggest that we vote this up, and then if it needs to be, if it seems like there are some things that could augment it, that we do that later when we see how the Strategic Planning Committee is functioning.
Okay, great. Thank you. Any other
up here.
Comments on this motion?
Robin. Ralph.
Go ahead. Ralph. Go ahead.
Amendment.
Go ahead, Ralph.
For Alex, accept an amendment to put both affiliate stations on.
You want to have an amendment to item number five in the list of people to have both affiliate directors.
Oh, there you go.
Is that what you
second.
Mean?
That's it. Dwayne seconds them.
I would second that. This is Grace.
Okay. Any discussion on this amendment?
Yes.
Oh, Ralph, could you please send that in writing to the board, please?
Yeah. Okay, the amendment would give more weight to the affiliates than one of our stations. Right now, we only have one representative from each station. So I don't really think it's fair. Let's put it that way.
I'm Jeff.
I'd like to address this.
All right. Dwayne and then Jan. Go ahead, Dwayne.
Timekeeper.
Yes, timekeeper.
Yes, we got 4 minutes left for this.
About 4 minutes left. Okay. Go ahead, Dwayne.
To the body. If we are talking about family, we're talking about representation. We're talking about over 300 affiliates, and we're talking about five stations. So if we're talking true family, and they're not outnumbered, they're not overrepresented. So in family, if we want to be inclusive, we want to make them equal partners, I think it's only reasonable that we move this.
All right, thank you, Dwayne. All right, Jan?
Did you call on me, Jan?
Yes, Jan, go ahead.
I agree with Dwayne 100%, and also just to add on there that if one of my goals, and I think the goal of many people, is to up the power of our network, and the easiest and best way to do that is to integrate the affiliates more. And I think that this is one way that we can do that. And the affiliates, they're like almost 300. So I heartily support this.
All right, thank you. Any other comments on this amendment?
Point of just information, there's 218 affiliates, not 300.
Oh, all right, thank you. Okay.
This is Grace. I'd like to speak in favor.
Okay, go ahead.
I agree with Jan. I think that our affiliate directors have very unique experience that's different from, in many ways, from the other PNB directors. I think that they will add to the breadth and scope of the Strategic Planning Committee. And I think that to some degree, the National Board over the years has given short shrift to the affiliate network, and that it might be a good idea to have the voice, a little bit of an extra voice of the affiliates. Also, the stations are, the director, the officers are going to be represented on this committee. So the proportion of representation from the various stations is not equal with or without the affiliate directors on this committee. So I think that we should at least try this and see how it works out.
Thank you. Okay, thank you. Grace, is there any other comments on this amendment, which we're still waiting on, Ralph?
I'm on it.
Okay.
A point of information from Robin.
Yes, Robin.
If this was adopted, would there have to be another RRV election? I mean, basically, we had an election. The motion calls for an IRV election. If both affiliates on there, they're automatically on there with no election. It doesn't make sense to me. I'm just a little confused.
So if this amendment passes, then the IRV election for the affiliates becomes moot. And both of you would be on there.
Timekeeper?
Yes.
End of time?
Walter. It's time. Okay. So we are waiting. There's the amendment from Ralph Pointer. It says change one affiliate director to both affiliate directors and strike the IRV reference. So it would then read both affiliate directors, and then so the IRV reference is to be selected by an IRV election. That gets removed. Okay, Bill?
Okay, I'm looking for that. I'm looking for that email. Did it just get sent?
No.
Yeah, there it is, 1149.
Okay, here it comes in. Yes.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, I got that. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Okay, so we're going to vote then on this amendment. Please take the vote, Bill, when you're ready.
Okay, Grace Aaron.
Can you read the amendment, please?
The amendment is so item 5 in the new motion is the list of the Strategic Planning Committee, the list of so be it resolved, therefore, the Strategic Planning Committee be formed consisting of the following membership. 1, Executive Director. 2, Chief Financial Officer. 3, Officers of the PNB. 4, 1 Director from each listening area. And 5, 1 Affiliate Director. Instead of saying 1 Affiliate Director for number 5, it would say both Affiliate Directors. And there won't be an IRB election for it. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, Bill, are you ready to take the vote?
Yes. Okay. Grace Aaron?
Yes.
Grace, oh, wait. Yes. Is there any objection? Is there any objection before we...
I already lodged an objection.
Okay. Go ahead, Bill.
Okay. Grace votes yes. Gary Bost?
Gary votes yes.
Gary votes yes. Robin Collier?
Abstain.
Robin abstains. Chris Corey?
Yes.
Chris votes yes. Bill Crozier passes. Donald Goldmacher?
Yes.
Great. Donald Wilkes, yes. Jane Goodman?
Yes.
Jan votes yes. Sabrina Jacobs?
Yes.
Sabrina votes yes. Wally James?
Yes.
Wally votes yes. Wayne Lark?
Yes.
Wayne votes yes. Adrienne LaViolette?
Yes.
Adrienne votes yes. Ralph Pointer?
Yes.
Ralph votes yes. Lawrence Reyes? Can't hear you, Lawrence. Sean Rhodes?
Abstain.
Sean abstains.
I was on mute. I vote yes. Lawrence.
Okay, Lawrence votes yes. Thank you. Eileen Rosen?
Yes.
Eileen votes yes. Mansoor Sabah?
Yes.
Mansoor votes yes. James Secretan?
Sorry, yes.
James votes yes. Alex Steinberg?
No.
Alex votes no. Tom Voorhees?
Yes.
Votes yes. Muscular Washington?
Abstain.
Muscular abstains. Going back. Crozier votes yes. I believe that takes care of everybody but Nancy. Let me count. We have 16 yes. 1 no. 3 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Abstain.
Okay, so that would be 4 abstentions.
Okay, so the amendment to Alex's motion on the Strategic Planning Ad Hoc Committee passes, and now we'll vote on the main motion as amended. Okay, are there any objections to the main motion as amended?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, just a second. Write this down. Hold a second. Okay, vote on the amended motion. Write down what I'm voting on here. Okay, Grace Aaron?
Yes.
Grace votes yes. Gary Bost?
Yes.
Gary votes yes. Robin Collier?
Yes.
Robin votes yes. Chris Corey?
Yes.
Chris votes yes. Bill Crozier votes yes. Donald Goldmacher?
Yes.
Donald votes yes. Jan Goodman?
Yes.
Jan votes yes. Sabrina K. Jacobs?
Yes.
Sabrina votes yes. Wally James?
Yes.
Wally votes yes. Dwayne Lark?
Wayne, we cannot hear you. Unmute.
Adrienne, we can come back to him. Adrienne LaViolette?
Yes.
Adrienne votes yes. Ralph Pointer?
Yes.
Ralph votes yes. Lawrence Reyes?
Yes.
Lawrence votes yes. Sean Rhodes?
Abstain.
Sean abstains. Eileen Rosen?
Yes.
Eileen votes yes.
Yes.
Mansoor Sabah, thank you.
Yes.
Said yes. Mansoor?
Yes.
Okay, Mansoor votes yes. James Egerton?
Yes.
James votes yes. Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Alex votes yes. Tom Voorhees?
Yes.
Tom votes yes. Muscular Washington?
No.
Muscular votes no. Dwayne Lark, couldn't hear you.
Abstain.
Dwayne abstains. Okay. So let me count the votes. Yeah. 17 yes.
One no, two abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair abstains.
There'll be three abstentions.
Okay, so Alex's motion on the Strategic Planning Ad Hoc Committee as amended passes.
This is Grace. May I have the floor for a moment?
Yes, go ahead.
Because we're now kind of at a high note, I'd like to suggest that we adjourn.
Okay, we have a motion to adjourn. Is that seconded?
Second.
Is this adjourned to the executive session?
Pardon me?
This is just adjourned because we don't have time for executive session. Right? Oh. Okay.
No audit financial reports. Okay.
So we do or do not have a financial law?
Well, in order to go on with items 4 and 5, audit and financial report, and item 5, adjourn to executive session, we would need to extend time past midnight. And that would take 2/3. So we have a second. So is there objection to adjourning? It's 11:58. Any objections to adjourning now?
I'm confused.
I love everyone so much, I want to stay on the phone.
Who is confused? I don't want any confusion. Try not to have confusion. Who's confused?
Sean,
what are you confused about? Okay, go ahead. What's your question?
Are we adjourning to public session and going to executive, or we're adjourning everything?
Everything. To extend extend past midnight would require a 2/3 vote, because we always have a time certain of midnight.
And the extension would be to deal with stuff in executive session. We have stuff to deal with in executive session.
Well, we'd have to specify that. So, right now, if we extend, it would just be to extend to deal with the audit and finance, and then adjourn to executive session. So, all right. So, is there any objection to adjourning now? It's now 11:59.
Yeah, this is James. I'm going to object. I know it's going to be voted down, but
okay.
I think we're together. We should move on and get more done.
Take the vote. Okay, take the vote, Bill.
Okay, well, if there's no motion to extend time, there's no point, is there? But I'll take the vote if you want me to.
I move to extend. This is Donald. I do move to extend. If there's an executive session, then we need to deal with some stuff, and I do move there.
It's midnight.
Into that.
Point of order, Madam Chair.
Who's that? Point of order?
Dwayne Lark.
Go ahead. What's the point of order?
While the banter was going back and forth, we're at 12 o'clock. Sir, this meeting should be adjourned.
I think we should adjourn.
Yeah.
This is Grace.
So,
this is Grace.
Yes, Grace.
Yes, I'd like to say that I don't believe there are any pressing executive session issues that can't be postponed for a week or two.
Mm-hmm. I second that.
I think that it's safe to adjourn, and I think it would be nice to adjourn on a high note when we actually came to a consensus or close to it.
I agree, and it's after midnight, and so doesn't sound like we would get a 2/3 to extend or stay adjourned, so I'm going
to
go ahead and
extend.
I'm adjourned. We are now adjourned. Thank you, Grace.
Thank you.
Good night.
Thank you, everybody.
Good night.
Thank you, everybody.
Good night.
Thanks.